back here on AM 1570 WNST and streaming worldwide at WNST.net. I am not Nestor Aparicio, but as the gentleman sitting next to me would tell you, the starter goes down, the train keeps going. The next man up, I am Luke Jones. I am here with, I don't even know what to call this individual, a Super Bowl in Minnesota. He's a Ravens great, former Ravens great, a Super Bowl 47 champion, mayor, governor, king of Minnesota, Matt Burke.
Yeah.
How's that?
Matt, master of the universe, whatever, whatever you want. And I'm personally, I'm kind of glad Nestor's not here. I'm just going to tell you, sometimes, hey, look at the Vikings. Sam Bradford goes down, Case Keenum comes in. It's a great year. I think you're my Case Keenum.
Well, I appreciate that. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. It's good to catch up. I know, I think, what, San Francisco a couple years ago, you were one of these Super Bowls. You've been here recently, and we caught up, reminisced a little bit about Super Bowl 47.
They're all the same to me except this one, because this is my hometown, so this one's a little bit more special to me. But, yeah, it's good to see you.
Want to bring in a gentleman that is a TV co-star with you, I believe, right?
Well, yeah, he's got the looks for radio, but we put him on TV, yeah.
Art Pugh, former Army Special Forces Green Beret, thank you for your service, and welcome on.
Thank you very much. I hate that y'all couldn't see Matt's head growing over there during that first part, but believe me, his hat popped off. But thank you so much for having me on today.
So did you guys know each other before? I mean, tell me a little bit about the TV show, and then we are going to talk about the After the Impact Fund, which is why you guys are here today. Tell us a little bit about that. But Heroes in the Wild, tell me about this.
Yeah, so Matt and I both serve on the board of directors After the Impact Fund, and we were enticed by this opportunity to go hang out together in the Moab Desert and do a little test run on the ability of a veteran, military veteran and athlete to go together, face some challenges, go through some unique obstacles, do some rappelling, test ourselves in unique ways to show the bond that these two individuals have, these two communities have, and just kind of the camaraderie, the like-mindedness, and we had a heck of a lot of fun doing it.
Now, I had a chance to watch this, and Matt Burke, at one point, you did talk about being a little bit afraid of heights. So how'd this go for you?
It was definitely a challenge. I mean, I was outside of my comfort zone. We slept under the stars. And then, as Art said, we're going through these canyons, and there's some real obstacles you need to overcome or need to rappel down. And we did three rappels. And the first one for me, if you go watch the video on Outside TV, it didn't go too well. It was more of a free fall, if you will, and luckily came out unscathed. But, yeah, you know what? That's good. Hey, you always got to play in football. I mean, that's what playing football is. It's pushing yourself and doing things that you're uncomfortable doing, and that's what we did with this little adventure.
Now, Art, were you impressed with how Matt handled himself out in the wilderness like this?
Other than a couple of times where I caught Matt crying in the corner, he did pretty well. But yeah, definitely go to After the Impact Fund, go to Outside TV. It's a comedy skit. The first night we're out there, I mean, this is my thing. I love being outdoors. Matt, great football player, not tested in the outdoors. So we wake up the next morning, and I walk over. Matt is rolling up a mattress that he had not inflated. So he had just slept on the bare ground. The rappelling incident, I'm going to let you go to the internet, check it out. It is definitely worth a good laugh.
Nobody told me that it inflated. Otherwise, I would have inflated it. Right. I'm just used to, you're a football player. Give me what I need, and I'll just do it or use it or whatever.
So tell us a little bit about After the Impact Fund. I know it facilitates custom treatment plans for military veterans, professional athletes with traumatic injuries. Clearly, concussion, CTE, a big topic of conversation in the NFL these days. Not going away, but tell us a little bit about After the Impact Fund.
Well, you know, some of my work with another charity, Gridiron Greats, helping former players, and Art is involved in other veterans charities. And we sort of found out by accident that if you pair these two populations together in treatment, that they actually heal better, stronger, and faster because, as Art was talking about, they're wired the same way. And so what we do is we customize a treatment plan for each of them, but then bring them together in some of the therapies, and they're able to bond, and it's kind of like this, hey, I'm here for you. I'm not going to let you down. You're there for me. You're not going to let me down. And it's a great thing because it's helping our servicemen and women and our retired football players who, just quite frankly, you know, they've paid too big of a price, and we owe it to them to try to get them the help so they can have decent quality lives.
Now, I know both of you, when you did the show, dedicated the journey to someone special to you. Matt, I know you dedicated it to O.J. Brigance. But, Art, tell me a little bit about, I know one of your fallen brothers in the Army that you dedicated this excursion to.
Yeah, it was just a unique opportunity to do this experience and then dedicate it to someone who was important to us. And Chris Falco, one of my dear friends, a great soldier. We went through basic training together, went through our initial special forces training, and just a great, great guy. He was young, and he was just he was on a path to do some amazing things in the military. And he served his country bravely, served his country well, and we'll remember forever. But he truly is just that all-American kind of guy and died doing what God put him on this earth to do.
We're live here on Radio Row in Minneapolis, home of Super Bowl 52, with Matt Burke and Art Pugh. Now, Matt, how cool is it having a Super Bowl in your hometown? Now, way back in 92, which I was a young buck back then, but pretty cool to see this come to your home.
It is, you know. I mean, Minnesotans, we're very proud of our state, and a lot of people, I would say it's a bad rap, but a lot of people, you know, can't understand why anybody would live up here. Now, it's nice out today. You know, it's 30-ish. And
balmy.
Tomorrow morning, I think when you wake up, it's going to be zero and going down. So that's, yeah, you'll get the Minnesota experience. But, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to showcase our city, and everybody's obviously very, very excited to have it here. Kind of felt like one of my other former team, the Vikes, were going to be here. Yeah. Kind of felt like this was the year, but not to be. So there's a little bit of a hangover from that, but no, the area is ecstatic for this. And you talk about 92. I mean, I was in high school. It was a 1/10 the size of what this thing is now. I mean, it's nuts. We're sitting here at the Mall of America. There's stuff in downtown Minneapolis, downtown St. Paul. It just really does just engulf the entire city.
I actually had a chance to go on the roller coaster that's here. I mean, they have the Nickelodeon.
We got an indoor amusement park, cool. Right? It's so cold outside, but you can still get your ride fix here.
Art, have you been to a Super Bowl before?
I did. I went to the Super Bowl out in San Francisco where my Panthers were playing. So the result was not what we were looking for, albeit a great experience, and it broke my heart. You know, both teams are deserving, Philadelphia and New England. But I can't lie. I was pulling for Minnesota. I wanted this town to have that. And for Matt, you know, I'm going to rib him about it a little bit, but I hate to see them go out like they did.
Matt, this week bring back some memories of 5 years ago. I mean, it's hard to believe it's been 5 years now, but – even though I'm sure there's probably some disappointment with the Eagles being the ones that knocked the Vikings out, quite a few Super Bowl 47 holdovers now doing their thing in Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, it's always good to see. I mean, certainly don't mind rooting for those guys. but it does. Yeah, it brings back memories. I mean, I look back at that whole experience. I mean, my family and I were in Baltimore for 4 years, and you know, the football thing was great, but just the journey for us as a family. It was the first time we ever left Minnesota and went out on our own, and the people we met, we still have great friends in Baltimore. It's obviously, it's a great, great, great city. I still text Harbs once in a while. I still seem to see him a couple times a year at NFL stuff. And
he's doing some Super Bowl coverage Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I love that guy. You know, you look back and just when as a retired player, when you try to kind of put everything in perspective and what you're grateful for, certainly going to Baltimore and playing for John and with that team that we had, it was special, and just really, really grateful that we were able to create an amazing memory from winning Super Bowl 47.
Now, you probably have some extra interest on the Hall of Fame elections this weekend. Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, both, you know, kind of names that are headlining that list. Be pretty cool to see two pretty prominent former teammates of yours get in.
Yeah, I mean, I was with Randy from day one, and from day one it was quite a show. You know, he took the NFL by storm, and then to play with Ray his last 4 years and just see, you know, see a legend and see kind of what he meant, not just to the team,
right,
but to the city, you know. I mean, gosh, it was, you know, you got Cal Ripken and Ray Lewis in Baltimore, right? It's incredible. See Ray and just the way that he led that team was special. Again, those things you look back on as a former player. The Super Bowl is great, but you look back and being able to play with guys like that and be with them every day and have laughs and go through battles with them, it's really cool.
Do you think about the Hall of Fame at all? I mean, you were on the semifinal. You were on a couple of the lists as they went through the process.
I visited there last summer. It was awesome. Took my kids. It was great. Hey, man. Nah. Hey, I even to be on any list for that, however big, is a great honor. You know, if that happens, wow. I mean, I'll tell you what, everybody's invited to the party. It's going to be unbelievable. But, you know, back, you know, coming sixth round from Harvard, and I remember my first day. I still remember my first play in the NFL. I went against John Randall in practice and literally did not touch him, did not put one finger on him. And then to be able to play for 15 years and the friendships I made and the experiences I had, I can't be anything but grateful.
Now, we've been talking about the After the Impact Fund, and clearly it's talking about the aftermath of, you know, either a military career or playing in the National Football League. How are you feeling physically? I mean, one of the most amazing post-career physical transformations, you have to be at the top of the list, but you played a long time, and you know, how are you feeling 5 years out from your career? I know you lost the weight, you look great, but you know, I'm sure the aches and pains are still there.
Are you saying I didn't look good before when I was 310, 315? I thought I looked pretty good.
A little, you're slimming. You know, I think it's, you know, it's the wardrobe and everything.
Hey, you know what? Today I feel great. I mean, yeah, I got some bumps and bruises and aches and pains, but I got buddies who've been sitting at a desk for 20 years who feel worse than I do. And you know what? I'm active. I have 8 kids. I run around with them. I play basketball. You know, I try to do whatever I want to do, and I'm not going to run any marathons or anything like that, but I do, up to this point, I do consider myself to be fortunate, and I feel great today, and you know, we'll see what the future holds.
So who's going to win Sunday?
I think Philly's going to win. I think Philly has the kind of team, you know, the kind of defense they play. They can get after the passer with 4 guys, and offensively they there's still a little bit of an unknown with Nick Foles. You don't know quite how to game plan for him, but he can play at a high level. He did when he was in Philly the first time, and then everyone kind of forgot about him when he went to the Rams, but everybody was kind of forgotten about when they went to the Rams, and now he gets another opportunity, and he's lighting it up. So I'm gonna pull for Philly, and you know, winning the Super Bowl is the best, but I've never had more satisfaction walking off a field than those 2 playoff wins we had in Foxborough when I was with the Ravens. And so you know, I wouldn't mind seeing the Patriots walk off as losers one more time.
That's music to the ears of fans in Baltimore. Art, do you have a pick for Sunday?
I don't have a clue. I mean, both these guys are so deserving. They're great teams.
You guys don't either, by the way.
Yeah, I lean on Matt for all my football advice, but I mean, it's both teams have earned it, and it's going to be a battle out there. And I mean, I think it's going to be a great game, one of the better ones. I mean, this is a heck of a matchup, so I'm excited about it. I'm sitting on my couch and enjoying it, but it's going to be a good one, but unfortunately, no predictions from me.
Matt Burke, Art Pugh, it is the After the Impact Fund. Facilitates custom treatment plans for military veterans and pro athletes with traumatic injuries and provides a support network for their families. You guys are doing great work. The TV show was fun. Definitely recommend everyone check it out. And enjoy the week. Enjoy Super Bowl 52.
Thanks, Luke. You too.
I'm Luke Jones on AM 1570 WNST, the station where we never stop talking Baltimore sports.